أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا والله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا. Continuing with the dua that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, his submission he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to his da'wat and his invitation to his people. The last ayat we discussed yesterday, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I said to my people, seek forgiveness from your Rabb. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever forgiving. When you seek istighfar, you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon you streams or torrential rains. Stream of rains or torrential rains will come down from the ground. While some commentators are of the opinion that there may have been a drought, there may have been famine at that time because of the kufr and the disbelief and the insolence of the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. That is why particularly Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam is mentioning this great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and a very great benefit of istighfar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the skies and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the rains. On the other hand, it is a truth and the reality also, like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was of the opinion that when there is drought and there is lack of rain and scarcity of water and food, etc., then we make Salatul Istisqa. And he says the very original of Salatul Istisqa is istighfar, to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two rakat, salat, the dua, everything else is on its place. But the very original of it is to make istighfar and seek forgiveness from Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the floodgates of the heavens and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the rains. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in wealth and Allah will increase you in offspring. That on the other hand, that you suffer from the difficulties of seeking your sustenance in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease that. Women that were barren, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change that condition. And this is all a result of istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ jannat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you gardens, many different kinds of gardens. Some may be agricultural, others may have fruit. And in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your rizq. In our terms, maybe we're not in the agricultural field, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the sustenance in different ways. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you canals. Allah will make water, rivers of waters flow, and everything becomes in abundance. Everything becomes so easy for a person. The question is, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What has happened to you that you do not have the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at heart? You do not even hope for the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have forgotten to celebrate the greatness and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You have forgotten to submit to Allah. You have forgotten to place in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all your needs. Or perhaps you have forgotten that all of this comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. You have forgotten this. Waqara refers to the majesty and the greatness of Allah. And if that majesty and greatness of Allah comes in our hearts, and we realize and understand that everything is from Allah, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that does, then automatically the heart will turn towards Allah. If the heart turns towards the asbab, the things of this world, the means of this world, then what will happen? We'll begin to believe that everything happens from this world, and we forget that hand of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just a glimpse of the Qudrat of Allah. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. That certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you in various stages. Oh insan, understand it. One time you were a piece of sperm, and then from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had started, the germination had taken place, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken you through the different stages in the womb of your mother. Allah brought you out onto this earth, and the different stages of life in this earth, from a little newborn baby right to a perfect human being, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken you through your stages. Alam tarau كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا. If you cannot see it within yourself, then certainly do you not see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the samawat. Allah created the skies one above the other. The distance of each one is like the distance from this earth to the sky. That mighty creation of Allah, does that not give you a glimpse of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Look at the two lights that emit from the skies. From the skies will mean from above you. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in the moon a noor, a light, a soft glow at night, that it does not irritate you. It does not bring any discomfort to you, but at the same time, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. When you need light and you need heat the most, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the sun a burning lamp. It shows its heat, it shows the intensity of its heat, it shows also that intense light that it gives, that man requires to continue man's work. And like that, the rest of the creation would require, like the plants and the different aspects of the world. Wallahu ambatakum min al-ardi nabata. Still, if you cannot see the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused you to grow from the ground, a perfect growth. Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam from this very earth. And from this earth, of course, each one of us have come. And now understand this very great Qudrat of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a lump of soil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man, soil that is dead, then isn't it the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives every other rosy and sustenance to an individual? ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. And in a very beautiful way, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam tells his people about akhirat, that it is to this very ground Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return you. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you out a perfect, perfect plantation. In other words, like how a plant comes out from the ground, a shrub comes out from the ground, that is how Allah Ta'ala will resurrect you on the day of Qiyamah. Wallahu ja'ala lakumul arda bisata. And lastly, if you still cannot see the Qudrat of Allah in all this, then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has created the earth expansive. Allah has created the earth for you. And why did Allah Ta'ala create the earth? One reason, لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا. So that you may walk around in the broad ways of this earth. That if we look at it, the earth is never narrowed for anyone. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept it vast. And in this way, Allah has given you the freedom of movement on this earth. But hence, in this way, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam reminds his people, and we should ponder about this ayat from time to time, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. That what has happened to you? You have no hope in the majesty of Allah. You have forgotten the greatness and the majesty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.